Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Sweatshirt Guys podcast. Tristan, Tyler, Jordan, and the jokester Adam apparently is with us here for this episode. Boy, he's rolling with laughter.
Oh, it's just, it's one of those weeks, Tristan.
Yeah, you want to? I don't know if you want to get into it right now. We're 20 seconds into recording, but do you want to go ahead and kind of talk about your experience the last few days?
So. The topic of unwritten rules is coming up today, and we were coming home from Cincinnati, making the 2.5 hour trip back up here.
Okay, not we, you and some other people.
Yeah.
You and some other pals.
Some of my business
work buddies,
coworkers. Yeah, we were heading back up from working in Cincinnati over the weekend, and it's later at night, 9:30 or so, and I mean we're on these big county roads. You can see miles in either direction, and there's a four-way stop, and I'm just rolling right through it, no big deal. And of course the one car that out there is a police car, your boy's got a ticket. And you know, it's not like I was in the city streets and I thought I was okay. And it's like, you know, I know in other countries that they don't give tickets and stuff for that kind of stuff, like, hey, stop signs are only valuable when they're needed. And it's like some of that time wasn't needed. So it's like unwritten rules.
That is a written rule.
You have to stop for stop signs. Absolutely. But hindsight, it sounds great. But
well, I think that you bring up a good point in the fact that like some unwritten rules are things that probably should be written down, and some unwritten rules are things that should not be written down, and some rules are things that shouldn't be.
Yeah,
it should be more unwritten, yeah. In terms of the way things are done. And I mean, I obey traffic laws better than Adam apparently, but you know, it appears that just like there are things that happen, and it kind of gives you a bigger perspective on some things, and other times it doesn't, but unwritten rules have a way of doing that, where it kind of makes you think about things more, and why is that part of the way we live? So Jordan and Tyler, what do you guys think about unwritten rules? What are your guys' opinions on them? Do you think they do more harm than good? Do you think they do more good than harm, or anything like that?
Well, for me, I mean, I'd have to say it probably depends on the specific rule, right? And so I think there's some things that are unwritten that I think, you know, culture, whatever it is, kind of like takes too far, where it's like people think it's an unwritten rule when it really should be a rule. And there's other things that's like, okay, yeah, I could see why this is unwritten rule. And I mean, this is a pretty crappy example, but I'm going to take a shot at my friend here right now. No one in this room, don't you guys worry, but his name's Ryan. Most of you guys met him here, and we were playing each other in fantasy football, right?
Oh God!
I love it that Tyler already knows where this is going.
My team was 0-7 at the time. It's been a struggle for us all season. We're working hard though. We're staying in the fight. Anyways, so I'm playing him, and I got Dak Prescott, right? He's playing on Sunday Night Football, and he's questionable. And I'm like, okay, is this guy gonna play? I don't know. I know I could pick up the backup though, so I kept Dak Prescott in. Knowing that I could pick up the backup. Well, comes like after the afternoon games, they say he's out. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go pick up the backup. And I go and look, and the backup has already been picked up by the person that I was playing. And it's one thing if I'm not 0-7, and like if he thinks I don't know that Cooper Rush is, and that
He picked him up. Did he need a quarterback?
He did not need a quarterback.
Oh,
so I just stashed him up. Stashed him on the bench. I was still lost by like 20 points. It was a brutal move against me. So you know, kind of just an unwritten rule in like fantasy football, stuff like that. Like, is that something you do? Is that part of sportsmanship? All that, and I guess I mean, As sports people, we could talk about sportsmanship with unwritten rules too, like maybe how that all goes. But anyways,
well, I guess that's kind of what we're talking about when it comes to taunting penalties and stuff like that, and professional and collegiate and even high school sports. And just in terms of the way that those things have been unwritten for a long time. You know, you can have attitude, but there's a line, and that line's kind of unwritten. Well, and now the league and the officials can decide what is unwritten and what is.
And I think that it depends on the sport too, right? If you're playing, I don't know, like you're playing, if you're bowling or something, there's no reason like for you to have enough anger or whatever it is, adrenaline to go up to the old bowler. I know Jason Belmonte and scream in his face after you get a strike, right? There's no reason to do that. That's just unsportsmanlike. But if you're playing football, the goal of that game is you're supposed to be hitting people. You put your body on the line every week, and you have to have adrenaline on every single play in order to make an NFL team. And so the fact that people can't, you know, scream in excitement, be a little cocky out there, that's kind of the personalities they built for themselves. A lot of these guys had to go a long way to get to the NFL, and they've had to build up a tough personality. Oh my gosh, that's Jason Garrett on the screen. Anyways, they have to build up a tough personality, and you know, they kind of have to be taken away by rules in the NFL, which is what we've seen. I think that it's an unwritten rule that NFL players should be able to be a little bit cocky. And I'm not saying like Richard Sherman, Josh Norman cocky, but you know, these are guys who make their careers off of their personalities, and I think they should have a reason to go out there and be who they are, and you know, be a little cocky, because at the end of the day, football is an aggressive game, right?
Well, the thing is, I think, like, if you try to make everyone so they don't have any personality on the field, then that kind of gets rid of a lot of the personality that the players have overall. Because if you're going to give them penalties, when does that stop in the fact that you can start penalizing them for things that happen off the field, for social media, for all this kind of stuff? And within reason, yes, you do have to do that. But like for just like taunting on social media, that's not super crazy malicious. I would say that it's kind of an interesting line, because then you kind of get the same boring white bread people all the time. Yeah. Adam is just cracking up. We have a live studio audience today. Kaylee's with us.
Yeah, woo.
She's been crashing in our wonderful studio here for the last few, aka that, a dorm room.
Why is that, Kaylee?
Issues.
We don't have to go there right now.
We'll talk about it it's next week. It's a little fresh right now. I think
it's an unwritten rule that she should not be forced to.
Yes,
But it's acceptable to make jokes about it. Just throwing it out there.
Just not on the internet.
Not on the internet. That's right.
All right, Tyler, you've been awfully quiet. What do you got?
I got some thoughts now after what we've seen in these conversations. And I think unwritten rules may be more important than rules themselves. They're the fundamental rules of life, things that you think about all the time are not exactly written down on a syllabus. Example, you don't take the last thing of something. If there's one piece left,
yes,
you leave it for someone else. Yes. You don't take it. We've had this conversation before. If you're a guy and you're going to pee in a urinal, you don't go to the one right next to them. Unwritten rule. Another one that's very important. These are things that are fundamental to life.
You stand up and let the girl sit down. Stuff like that. Yes.
Exactly. I mean,
hold the door.
These are etiquette. It's more etiquette than unwritten rule. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think those are the things that sometimes you have to have people teach you, or you have to make that mistake in order to learn it sometimes.
Yeah, but unfortunately, some things you should just know. And
some things, if you think you're doing the right thing, you get a ticket for. So
I don't think any part of them was like, yeah, I'm doing the right
thing. Oh, no, I don't. No, I'm not saying that either.
There's no reason why I need to stop right now. And there's certain things in life where it's like, hey, if I can cut this corner, and that's all I was doing. I was trying to cut a corner, and it's like, that's really not going to get you farther in life, because it took
me. Well, you did have your turn signal on the cop.
He did acknowledge that. Uh-huh. He is a proud Ball State grad, too, actually. So,
oh, is he really?
Yeah, yeah. So it was a great conversation. Yay. But yeah, I don't know. I think your accountability is a big thing, too, and it's all up to you to how you're going to do it. Do it, and it's by it, I mean life.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to have to put an explicit on this podcast.
No. I big believer in you find your own path, and you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to have fun. I think the biggest thing is you got to have fun. You got to be loose with it.
Well, I mean, whenever you're watching sports, what do you want? All you want for the teams is you just hope the players are having fun.
Right? Yeah.
That's the Adam Duell philosophy.
Yeah. If both teams are having fun and they look like they're having fun, It doesn't matter if it's 100-0. If they're having fun, that's all that matters.
I don't think they'd be having fun.
Yeah, I would. I'd be shocked if there was a team 100-0.
I don't know. And that's what sports are, and I think that's what life is too. Just having fun.
Yeah, and I think that. But do we think that unwritten rules should be taught, or do you think they should be learned?
Well, I feel like if they're taught, then aren't they written in some sort of way, right? I mean,
that's a fair point.
I don't think they're taught. I think they're just learned naturally. I think that you go to a bathroom and you stand next to the guy in the urinal next to you, and they give you a weird look, and you're like, oh, shoot, this is kind of awkward. I'm not going to do that again. And I know that's a weird example to use, but it's just kind of things like that where you learn. And Tristan had a story that he told us earlier. Like, if you're going to lunch in high school, you kind of sit at the same table, right? But you're not going to go over to some random table when you have a bunch of people you sit with and like, I'm going to sit here today. No, you walk in there, you go to your table, you get your food, you sit down with your friends, you sit in the same spot as you do every day. It's just an unwritten rule. I mean, the people who go somewhere else like that, it's kind of like, there's specific examples where it might make sense. But besides that, I think like those are things that you just got to realize. You got to get
through. I mean, it's kind of a routine.
But that's the issue, though. Unwritten rules equal routine. And I don't like routine. I do and I don't. I don't because it makes you comfortable. You get into a routine, you do the same thing every day, and you get tired of it. I get tired of doing the same thing every day. That's why I try to mix it up. And so there's certain things in life where it's like if you do the unwritten rules, you're not living.
But would you say in college it's very easy to fall into routines?
In life, it's easy to fall into routines.
I'm just saying specifically in college. I've realized that in high school, I didn't have as much of a routine because there'd be things that were new. I mean, I was on yearbook staff in high school, so every day was different in the fact that I had to – in the
what was that noise?
In the fact I'm that I
– it's like a desk.
In the fact that I had to do something different every day. I had to do a new story, interview a new person. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, like it was fresh and new. And here I feel like at least in college it's kind of, you know, the same thing every day. Like, you know, I know tomorrow, you know, I have two classes in the morning, then I have an afternoon class.
Just drop one.
Well, what I feel about college is I feel like it's the most routine thing ever. And it's also sometimes can feel like the most unpredictable thing ever. Right.
Oh, that's true.
I think we've gone through a lot of that. Like, We get up, we go to classes, we come back, do homework, whatever, we go and do our stuff we got to do for SportsLink, because we're all working for stuff with sports, right? We're kind of in that sort of routine, except for Kaylee, who's not working for sports over there, but she's just a studio audience, so.
Working on her.
Yeah. But anyways, so stuff like that, you feel like you're in such a routine. There's plenty of days where I come back and it's like, man, I kind of just did the same thing. And so something I've been trying to do is like, find something different to do every day. I like to get off campus when possible. I like to, you know, try to find new activities, whether it's with SportsLink or outside of it, and just kind of keep busy and be in different situations. And so I feel like a lot of times it's easy to get caught in the same kind of whirlwind of situations that you have every day, just constantly doing the same thing. And I think to an extent that could be healthy, but also to Adam's point, you kind of get out of your comfort zone, do things a little differently, not only just so you feel better and can enjoy life a little bit more, but also so you can push your boundaries and you could be a better person overall.
Well, Tyler, what do you feel like in terms of all this?
In terms of what we're saying, I mean, it kind of goes back to what I was saying before, is to that the fundamentals of life come from these rules. And I think that comes from the environment that we grow up in. We learn these things from our parents, but not even from that, but just the people we're around, the environment that we're around kind of formulates our thought process. And that gives us unwritten rules. There's unwritten rules that I would think are like rules that we should follow and you would disagree with. And that's because the way where we grew up, I mean, you grew up in Southern Missouri at one point. I grew up
false.
In the Chicago suburbs. So, I mean, it's just a whole different dynamic to what's right and what's wrong, what should be done and what shouldn't be done. It really causes for interesting conflict based on not only geography, but just personality.
Well, so then what would we say that unwritten rules are part of our ideology?
I think it's a way of life.
So you think that those are a way of life.
That, yeah, I think it's, yeah, it's how you're born, how you're raised, and those values that were important to those people that raised
you. Well, isn't that what an ideology is? And yeah, the fact, like, that's what you're made up of. Absolutely. Those are your beliefs, your core values, the things that you put importance on. So I think, like, in terms of all that, it really, unwritten rules are a bigger part of our world than I think we think they are. Because how many things that we do each day that we're like, oh, I would never do the opposite of this, that are not just opinions, but they're just unwritten rules to us. Mm-hmm. They may not be unwritten rules to society, but they're unwritten rules to ourselves. And I think that societal unwritten rules and personal unwritten rules are very different concepts. Yeah. And I think that that's an interesting thing that we can talk about here for a second, just because
I got an example.
Go ahead. Too.
This one might get people on this campus a little angry, but I just got to share my opinion here, but Tyler, you go first. So I was thinking more of everyone's probably talked about this conversation before. I don't know if we're going to into a debate about it, but when you're going to the bathroom, whether you crumble up your toilet paper or you fold it, I know that's something that people stick with the entire time. And that's kind of their routine. They get into it. Is that something you guys would say you fall into?
Look, I just go in there. I do my business. I'm not trying to get fancy.
I don't really think about it.
You should start thinking about it, because it's actually reality. You probably do the same thing every time without even thinking about it.
Oh, I know I do. I just don't really think about what I do. Mm-hmm.
I was posed that question not too long ago, and now it's like, oh, I'm not a folder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yesterday we had a presentation from Duncan Wardle, who's a former Disney creative lead, and talking and hearing him talk was about basically creativity is meant to break those unwritten rules sometimes. Like, you know, we answer questions certain ways.
He said bravery is the opposite of conformity.
I also think
creativity involves breaking the rules, like regular rules, because you can't continue to sit inside that box of what you're confined to do.
Yep.
Or you're just going to be doing the same thing over and over again. It goes back to what Adam was saying earlier about the routines. If you're doing the same thing over and over again, you're just following things that are inside this box, and it never allows you to do new things and to develop your own personality and find your own identity.
Yeah, I think that sometimes just the way that creativity works, you kind of have to push the limits sometimes in the way that you live life. And I think that that's kind of the fascinating thing about this, the fact that we're just kind of doing our own thing, marching to the beat of our own drums. Unless you're a robot, then I guess you're kind of programmed.
Well, something I've learned from college is, like, before I came here, I'm not going to say I was the most routine person, because I tried, especially in the summer, I tried to do things different every day, right? But coming here, I pushed myself to work harder than I ever had before. And there's been times where it's tough on me. I've had some rough days, but it's also like, I'm pushing myself and I'm kind of getting better. And I think that without kind of like the change that's been thrown at us and like just kind of being forced to leave my comfort zone a little bit, that it's hard to improve yourself as a person. And so that's something I've found.
Well, I think sometimes, have we, you guys ever implemented unwritten rules in order to make yourself better or to improve yourself? Like, to yourself, like, rules you're like, okay, I'm not going to follow this, like, verbatim, but I'm not going to write it down anywhere. I'm not going to really tell anybody, but it's going to be in the back of my mind. Like, I'm going to try to commit myself to.
I think that's exactly that. It's tough to consciously think about that. You're kind of, whenever you're doing an action like that, you're not thinking, I have this in my mind and I'm going to go against it. It's just something that kind of happens because it's unwritten. It's not something you're thinking about very often. Like the example I was bringing up earlier, you guys said you didn't think about it, but it's something that we do.
So then as my, like, last big question, because we're kind of running out of time, like, do we think that unwritten rules in terms of those things should be written down? Should they be unwritten, or should you have somebody to keep you accountable for those type of things?
I think that, going back to what I said before, it depends on the situation. I feel like that there's some specific unwritten rules that everyone can kind of be annoyed by, but there's also specific rules that come from your value system and the way that you're raised and just kind of like how you go out and live your life that you would never think to do, but the person who's sitting across to you and
when you're like eating lunch or something, they might think the exact opposite thing. They're like maybe one person kind of likes to just chill in their dorm room and not do anything, like whatever that is. And then the person across them's like the most, I don't know, like out there person doing everything they can. And I know it's not like the greatest example kind of, but it shows like the differences, and those people are going to have different values, and therefore they're going to have different unwritten rules. The person who might not want to leave their dorm, if they're at a concert, maybe they wouldn't want to be pushed by other people. They just kind of want to enjoy it. But then the person who likes to go out there, like they're getting the mosh pits, they're pushing everyone around, they're having a great time, they're splashing water or whatever the heck they're having on people. So I feel like stuff like that kind of builds, just kind of goes to show the differences that values can make.
Tyler, what do you think? Do you think those unwritten rules should be written?
I don't think so. I think those unwritten rules are unwritten for a reason. We look at the rules that are put into society, whether that be through school, through parenting, through whatever it is, and those are the rules that we see. But those other rules out there are for the individual to decide what's right and what's wrong for them. And some people follow a different moral compass than others, and some people have different values than others. So I don't think it's anything that needs to be written at all. It just really depends on who you are and where you came from.
Adam? We have somebody playing something outside in the hall. It's interesting. All right, Adam, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of been a sponge tonight, and I kind of agree with everybody. Just the rules of life are meant to be challenged and pushed and changed to that person's comfortability level, but also pushed to the boundaries of what people think and say and do and act and behave. And
sometimes you get a citation for it.
Well, I don't think that's a rule.
No, I don't think that's an unwritten rule necessarily.
No, well, but it's a silly.
I mean, a saying that people will say is no cop, no stop. I'm not saying if I agree with that, but what I am saying is there was a cop and he did not stop and he got pulled over for it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can't tell you how many other times I've done that before. Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It just
circle storytelling.
Just right pointing here. It out. Right just making it come back to the start. So I leave. We always end with a interesting or fun question. We were talking about toilet paper earlier, so I figured it would be a toilet paper question.
No.
Do you like toilet? Do you when you put a toilet paper roll on the toilet paper roll holder? Do you put it facing over? Or do you have it facing under? Kaylee, do you have an opinion? Do you want to lead us off?
I've always been an under roll
type. Oh my God. Oh, it always
comes from underneath and the bottom.
It's over.
Hang on. Now, how are we doing? Like, where are we at?
Like, at your house. Like, if you were at home.
If you're putting the roll on yourself, what do you
mean?
Oh, I'm over.
Yeah, I am. I am as well.
I'm going with K-Dog over here.
Oh, Jordan.
It's over.
Yeah, there we go.
Like, the argument is over.
Just right? Like the podcast over. Is over.
I mean, can we have a chance to explain? Like,
oh, go ahead.
No,
yeah.
No. There's no. That's one of the unwritten rules. You don't.
Yeah. That's an unwritten
I'm
rule.
I'm going talking for the day, I guess. Great podcast.
No.
Guys.
You go. Hey, what do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I don't really have an explanation. It's kind of what I do. I guess. It's tougher to get out when it's at the bottom. You kind of have to, like, pull your hand down instead of just
it's more straight. Effort.
You have to flip your hand the other way.
Sometimes I got sharp nails. I actually scratch the thing and it looks weird.
Unwritten rules. Do you clip your toenails?
You could just pull
it out. Biweekly or tri-weekly?
Boom, you're good to go.
Biweekly or tri-weekly? Yeah, I just do it whenever they need trimming.
Okay. I try to run that on the schedule.
Oh, so you have like on your little calendar like time to clip toenails?
No, I just know.
Oh, gotcha.
It's an unwritten rule in his mind. Voice crack.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. We'll be back next week. Over. We have a good episode lined up for you. We're going to talk a little bit more about some interesting life perspectives and how things can change on a dime.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week's talk.
Kaylee said she's going to be here next week. We'll have her say more than like three words.
She'll say four.
Yeah, no. We want to thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you next week.
Deuces.